Biden swells foreign-born voting population before midterm elections. By John Binder on November 10, 2021. President Joe Biden has swelled the number of legal immigrants securing naturalized American citizenship, allowing them to vote in future elections. New United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, data shows. The data, shared with CNN, reveals that Biden's efforts to boost naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 midterm elections and 2024 presidential election have worked. From October 1, 2020 to September 30, about 855,000 legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens, the highest annual number of legal immigrants getting naturalized in more than a decade. Put another way, more than 2,300 legal immigrants were naturalized every day over the last fiscal year. Compare that to fiscal year 2020, when about 625,400 legal immigrants were naturalized. In fiscal year 2019, about 844,000 legal immigrants were naturalized, and the year before then, in fiscal year 2018, nearly 762,000 were naturalized. The last time naturalization rates were this high was in fiscal year 2008, when more than a million legal immigrants became naturalized American citizens. Demographic data for newly naturalized American citizens are not yet available, but data from prior years shows legal immigrants from Mexico dominate the naturalization process, as well as nationals from India, the Philippines, China, and Cuba. In addition, new analysis of U.S. Census Bureau figures from the Center for Immigration Studies finds that the nation's foreign-born population has grown to 45.4 million by the end of September, an increase of 1.6 million from the same time the year before. Biden, in February, signed an executive order to specifically increase naturalization rates through a series of federal agency measures by eliminating barriers in and otherwise improve the existing naturalization process, and substantially reduce current naturalization processing times. Data over the last few election cycles have repeatedly shown the impact of the growing foreign-born voting population in electing Democrats over Republicans. In 2020, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters were born outside the country, the highest rate since 1970. The Pew Research Center has noted, as well as a number of establishment media outlets, that these trends are aiding Democrats in their electoral prospects. A significant increase in naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election could deliver big gains for Democrats, as margins in a number of swing states have been small over the last two presidential elections. In Pennsylvania, for example, Biden won the state by less than 81,000 votes. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, Axios acknowledged last year. The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Already, the U.S. has the most generous immigration system in the world, expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2041. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.